We're doing a special tribute today. We're going to play our first couple set is going to be in tribute of 9/11 on the anniversary, the ninth anniversary, in fact. So we're going to start out with some Christian Scott.
Thank you.
Yes, Christian Scott, from his brand new release called Yesterday You Said Tomorrow. And we heard the track called Angola, L.A. and the 13th Amendment. And somehow that song kind of evokes the feelings that we had, at least for me anyway, during the 9/11 disaster. And I wanted to just devote the first few minutes of this show in tribute to that. And so we started out with that track from Christian Scott. And, of course, after 9/11, the madness that ensued with war and everything else, I thought it might be appropriate to play McCoy Tyner's composition called Search for Peace. Thank you.
You got it?
Are you ready?
Repeat. Because I hear you not.
We earth living, earth rhythm, Mother Nature's worth giving her due. She's all around you, she's in you, and you're in her. As you breathe her wind, touch her skin, floating sacred, this world is a spaceship.
From giant skies and mountain rising,
to oceans vast and endless horizons,
deserts to deep in the city, the sky touching skyline.
Metal, stone, and glass.
Forms flow fast, rattle of trains and horn blast.
Blast.
Seeking sanctuary and sound.
New York gets down.
Hands hold sticks, drums and picks and licks, fingers and bows and strings and soul and FX and highs and lows, poems and tones and bodies and bones and moans and groans, and it grows and it grows in studios and shows, amassing energy, momentum, it rolls from New York to the whole globe.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a really interesting piece. I like that a lot. That is the Dana Long Quintet, or I should say Dana Leong Quintet. I think that's how you pronounce it, from his album Leaving New York. And we heard Mother Nature's Suite, and that was part one. That is a great album. Dana Leong is a tremendous cello player who we saw here last weekend with Miguel Zenon. Just put on just a tremendous show. And Dana plays not only the cello, but he plays trombone, and both of them he plays just incredibly well. So we heard two from that. We started out with a poem featuring MC Israel, and that had some spoken word in it. And again, it kind of reminded me of New York, and that whole set there had sort of the vibe that kind of evokes a memory of 9/11. So I want to do a tribute. So I included Dana Leong's piece in there, so I hope you enjoyed that. Before that, we heard from McCoy Tyner from the album The Real McCoy, and we heard Search for Peace. And that has a great lineup on it. McCoy Tyner on piano, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Ron Carter on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. So yeah, that's our set in tribute to 9/11. I hope that helps you kind of think and meditate on what went down then and what has happened since. Talking about Miguel Zenon and the concert that he played here in at the Polish Home, put on by our friend Luis Cato, who also produces some great shows here in the Hartford area. So Luis put that on. We're thankful for that. Really one of the best performances I ever heard, to tell you the truth. So definitely if you can catch Miguel Zenon with this current group, including Dana Leong in New York City or elsewhere. I'm sure they're going to go on tour with this. Definitely do it. We're going to play a little Miguel Zenon from his latest album, which is called Esta Plena. So let's listen to that right now. Thank you.
We'll be right back. to, where we could share love's salty air on a little paradise that's afloat. Not a care have we in my little boat. The wind is still, we feel the thrill of a voyage heaven bound, though we only drift around, warmed by the sun, two hearts as one beating with enchanted each other's kiss. When daylight ends and slyly sends little stars that twinkle brightly above, it's goodbye to my little boat of
Karen Frisk from her album How Little We Know. Ooh. Okay, hold on. All right, as I was saying, Karen Frisk from her album How Little We Know. We started out that set with Pat Bianchi, a talented organ player, Hammond B3 organ player, and we heard a track from his latest album called Back Home, and we heard Fifth House. And as I said, the last thing you heard was Karen Frisk, and we are very happy to have Karen here in the house tonight. So, Karen, welcome to the studios here at WHUS.
Oh, man, it's great to be back here.
It is. Karen's been here before, and always great to have her in the studio. And Karen's here. Well, for one thing, you got a gig coming up in the Hartford area. Isn't that right?
We do. All up right. At Szechuan, Tokyo.
Yeah.
In West Hartford.
Next Friday?
Next Friday night, 8 o'clock on the 17th. We're going to have a trio behind me, and it's going to be an awesome, awesome time. We're going to have a lot of great energy.
Yeah, and you've got just a killing band with you, a great, great band. And, yeah, let's talk about that now. We might as well, right? Who's going to be with you? Why don't you let us know?
Well, Kent Hewitt, who has been an accompanist of mine, you just heard one of his solos, actually, on Little Boat.
That's right.
In the last, he did all the arrangements for my last CD. He and I work very frequently, and we're very close friends. And he's amazing, amazing pianist.
Yeah.
Kent is going to be on piano with us, and Phil Bowler is going to be on bass.
Right.
Phil, as you know, has been a 25-year a veteran of WPKN down in Bridgeport,
doing
the jazz programs down there.
Fellow jazz DJ.
Absolutely. And he's worked with
that.
Some greats.
Yeah, more than a jazz DJ. He's just a great, great bass player. I know he's recorded with Wynton Marsalis.
Absolutely. Jackie McLean. He did a lot of stuff with Jackie.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, and more.
Yeah. And last but not least, on drums.
Oh, my very special friend, the legendary drummer, Mr. Bernard Pretty Purdy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be, he's awesome.
Yeah.
He's been a wonderful friend, and he's going to come up from New York after he gets back from Europe this week. And, it'll be a nice groove.
Right. And Bernard Purdy just worked with so many great musicians, both in the jazz world and also like rhythm and blues and soul as well, isn't that
yes,
right?
He came from the soul, funk, and blues world.
Right.
Did a lot of R&B albums. He's known as the world's most recorded drummer. And he did a lot of work with, everyone.
Yeah.
A lot of Steely Dan albums. He was Aretha's drummer for 25 years.
Yeah.
He's done studio work. He built himself a reputation to be the top-notch studio drummer in New York area and the world.
Right.
And he does a lot of clinics now, and he's doing concerts all over the world. He's worked with everybody. James Brown, Huey Lewis, Stevie Wonder. I'm so blessed.
Yeah. And we are blessed, actually, to be able to hear that great trio with Karen Frisk in fronting it with your great, talented vocals. So really looking forward to that at Sichuan Tokyo in West Hartford. Friday at 8 o'clock do you start?
Yeah, Friday the 17th, 8 o'clock. We'll probably do two shows, an 8 o'clock show and maybe a 9:45.
Yeah. All right. So definitely if you're in the Hartford area, you don't want to miss that. It's just going to be a tremendous show at Sichuan Tokyo. Karen Frisk and this great trio. You've been working a little bit. You've got an interesting project going on with Bernard Purdy. Have you not?
Right? Actually, yes.
Yeah, you want to talk a little bit about that?
A little bit. I would like to do that. It's not released yet. Hopefully, we're looking at a CD release in October. It was a dream of mine to put arrangements together to do a celebration of Rosemary Clooney's music.
Wow.
And Bernard did it on his label, and he's producing this project for me, and it's coming out soon.
Huh. That's great. Yeah. You think you'll perform any of the things you've been working on for that project at Sichuan?
Probably not. We're going to wait for the release.
Okay.
Yeah. Those charts are for a different band, actually.
Okay.
I got 8-piece charts. I haven't had them arranged yet for 4 or 5 parts. So.
Oh, okay. I see. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, the best is yet to come.
All right. There you go. You hear a little bit of Karen right here in the studios. Actually, we've got to do that sometime. Come up with some accompanists and I'd love to have you perform here in the studios.
It would be fun, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear another one from your album. I'd like to hear the Softly, because it's one of my favorite standards. And you kind of do an interesting thing there, because you do it with kind of a medley with Alone Together, right?
Yeah, I kind of did as a mysterious sound to it. I like the mysterious sound with Alone Together. And
was that your idea to do that, to put those two together, or had you heard
it? It was. Yeah? It was my idea, but then Kent did all the arrangements.
Yeah.
You know, bless him.
Okay. So let's give a listen to that right now. This is Karen Frisk from her album, How Little We Know.
Softly as in a morning sunrise, the light of love comes stealing into a newborn day. Flaming with all the glow of sunrise, a burning kiss is stealing the vow that all betrays. The passions that thrill love and lift you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let you fall to hell. So live each moment softly as in an evening sunset, the light that gave you glory will take it all away. Thank you.
emotions that thrill love and lift you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let you fall to hell. So live each moment softly as in an evening sunset. The light that gave you glory will take it all away. Beyond the crowd, above the world, we're not too proud to cling together. We're strong as long as we're together. Alone together in the blinding rain, the starless night, we're not in vain, for we're together, and what is there to fear when we're together? Our love is as deep as the sea, our love is as great as a love can be. And we can weather the great unknown if we're alone together, Shelley. Together, alone, together.
Time now is 7 o'clock. This is WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut. Great track, Kent Hewitt, from the album Time on My Hands, and we heard the title track from that. Great title, great for the song and the album. Kind of has multiple levels of meaning, Time on My Hands. All right, we're sitting here with the great Karen Frisk, great vocalist, very talented, from here in the Hartford area. Also plays, actually, you gig in other areas around New England as well, don't you? I see you.
Yeah, southern New England mostly.
Yeah.
Cape Cod, I've done work, and I work a lot in Rhode Island.
Yep. Newport?
Newport area, Providence area, a little bit.
Nice place to gig.
Oh, I love Newport.
Yeah.
It's a great, and I've got, I'm really very, very fortunate to have people who will have me in as a guest artist periodically.
Yeah.
A little bit in Connecticut and then Jersey and a little bit in New York.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's review what we just heard. As I mentioned, Time on My Hands with Kent. You know who was on that, don't you?
Yeah, actually, bassist was Peter Contremus.
Yeah.
They recorded it there at Peter's studio. He's a wonderful player. And also Gordy.
Peter was on your album as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, we recorded our quartet tracks up at Peter's studio, and then did the rest down at Norman Johnson's, as we added Norman on guitar also.
Right, right. All right, so on the album, we got Peter and...
Matt Gordy is the drummer on Kent's trio album.
Yeah.
He was in the Boston area most of his life, and now he's on the West Coast. He's out in the L.A. area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear from him?
Once in a while. When I'm out in California, I'd get in touch with him.
Yeah.
I went out and actually sat in on one of his gigs out in Newport Beach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk more about Karen Frisk, because we heard before Kent's track there, we heard one of yours. We heard Softly as the Morning Sunrise and Alone Together. But why don't you tell me something about your CD and who was on that as well?
Well, that was a 2007 release.
Right.
Kent did the arrangements for me, and he's like my brother, and what an accompanist as well an arranger and composer and
well, we've heard a lot from him tonight.
Peter Contremus, the bassist, who has also been. I met Peter actually when I was living in Massachusetts. I lived on the Cape, and I hung out a lot with my friend Rebecca Paris, and met many musicians through her.
Yeah,
Peter is an awesome, awesome bassist and recording engineer in Boston. The drummer is Les Harris Jr., who is very well known in the Boston and, you know, Eastern New England area. Wonderful accompanist also. Mike Monaghan is someone I also met when I lived in.
He does a great job on this album. He does some tremendous solos.
He is one of the most, I think, world-class improvisationalists I know.
Yeah.
He teaches in jazz improvisation also.
Did you tell me, does he also have a classical background, or does he play in the symphony or something?
He does, and he's with the Boston Pops.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after we recorded that, we came down to Norman Johnson's studio, where I did some vocals, and we added some other instruments. Greg Allen, a local percussionist. Greg's an awesome percussionist, and he's been a very groovy friend. We've hung out together a lot, and we added guitar also. Norman Johnson is an incredible guitarist, so I had him do some jazz guitar, some Latin guitar solos, one with the nylon strings and one with the, you know, steel strings. And then he also did a little bit of a thing with a Strat on the sermonette. I wanted a little bit more of a rock sound on the guitar. He's amazing. And then Rob Zappula, a very, very, very good friend of mine.
Trumpet player.
Who is, he's an awesome trumpet and flugelhorn player and vocalist. And Rob went in and did one number for me on Nobody Else But Me.
Yeah. Well, the CD, I was really impressed with the sound, the engineering and the sound, as well as the great players you got on the CD. So I imagine you'll have the CD for sale at your gig?
We will. Okay. Yes.
All right. Yes. So let's mention that. We'll mention the gig once again because it's going to be a really great show. Highly recommend that you get down to see it. It'll be at Sichuan, Tokyo. In West Hartford. I don't have the exact address. Do you have that?
1245 New Britain Avenue. It's right on the corner of New Britain Avenue in South Main, right off of Route 84.
Right. But all the jazz fans in the Hartford area know of Sichuan, Tokyo, because it's been one of the longest running jazz venues that we've had Friday and Saturday nights. Next Friday, that's the 17th, over at Sichuan, Tokyo. Make sure you check it out. And one main reason you might want to check that out is because on drums you're going to have Bernard Purdy.
Yes, Bernard Pretty Purdy.
Pretty Purdy. That's right. We haven't said that name. That's right. Pretty Purdy.
Pretty Purdy's going to be on drums.
And that might be, I don't know, is it his first time playing in the Hartford area?
Oh, no. I mean, I know he's done Black Eyed Sally's.
Has he?
He's worked in the Hartford area years ago before I knew him. But I usually see him in the New York area. So,
right. Okay. Yeah. And he's just got a tremendous history of playing with all the greats in rhythm and blues and jazz and funk and all that. So we're very, very happy. It's going to be a very interesting trio, I think. A really, really cool blend of players. So
it is a blend of players.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun to hear. Yeah. I'll bet you it'll be a lot of fun just to be in front of them singing.
It's going to be awesome fun just to give us, you know, we just give it what we got. That's all we do. Give them notes and guts. That's what I say.
All right. So let's hear a little bit from Bernard. It's called Masters of Grooves, the name of the album, but he calls it...
That band goes by the Godfathers of Groove
Godfathers of Groove. Bernard Purdy on drums, Reuben Wilson on Hammond B3, and Grant Green Jr. on guitar. So let's hear something from that right now. Thank you.
Thank you.